Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are we losing the ability to write and to write well? Because poor handwriting in some Scottish schools is holding pupils back. With assessors, they're now increasingly deducting marks for illegible exam papers. So what are we doing wrong? Eric Nelligan is a secondary school teacher and Aintho rep. Eric, has handwriting deteriorated?
Oh, it's hard to say if handwriting has deteriorated. All I know is I'm 45 and my handwriting has been awful for 40 years. Handwriting is an issue, there's no doubt about that. And it comes to class sizes and it comes down to the attention you can give a child. Because let's be honest, a child can only get better. Their handwriting can only improve if they get one-on-one attention. Like a teacher showing on a board how to do something, it won't be of massive benefit to students that need the help. So it's more one-on-one interaction. Parents obviously doing their bit at home, but the more help the child will have in the class, the better their handwriting can get, because handwriting is practice. But what you mentioned there was very important. Unfortunately, poor handwriting, not only does it affect the grades, it actually affects how a child progresses through school in terms of how happy they are in school. Because if you think about it, if a child is writing something and if they're spending so much of their time focusing on actually doing the writing legible, they're spending less time listening, or they're not focusing on what's actually being said or what they're writing. So they're not taking the information as clearly and as good as they would if they could write nicely and then just understand what they're writing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like I would never say I was the best at handwriting in my class in school, and I can't blame phones or iPads or laptops or anything like that. But I definitely, Eric, I know, like I've noticed mine has deteriorated over the years. I mean, it's brutal at times.
When was the last time you wrote a letter?
Do you know what? I notice it when I'm writing cards for, like, if it's a birthday card or for whatever reason, and I notice it then, I'm like, oh my God, it's mortifying. They won't even know who it's from.
Yeah. We don't even write a shopping list anymore. It's all on our phone. Isn't this? Well, mine is on my phone anyway when I go shopping. But yeah, as adults, we're not writing as much. Children aren't just writing as much as well, because I suppose they're doing things on their iPads or their tablets or whatever they're at. So we are losing the ability to write, or we're not practicing as much. And then when the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert exams come down to writing, we're not as fluent as older generations are. And I must say as well, girls are far better at writing than boys in general. Now, obviously, there's exceptions to the rule, but girls, they put much more care and effort into it. So many boys just scribble down their stuff, and I'm sure a lot of parents there now might agree with that. But a lot of boys scribble down their stuff, and I'm one of those. My writing is very poor, unfortunately, and here I'm saying that as a teacher, but thankfully I teach a subject where we draw and we do graphics all day, as opposed to actually having to write things.
Having to write. What about John Sweepman? Is a former handwriting expert. John is with us on the line. Have you noticed, John, as the standard of handwriting, has that dropped over the years?
Yeah, I suppose, Andrea, in my course of work, very often, or most of the time, I'd be looking at question pieces of handwriting or question signatures, stuff like that. But more often than not, the authors would be older people, people more accustomed to writing something as opposed to typing it or whatever, and as your guest says, it comes down to, the habit of writing. Like, the more you write will affect the overall product at the end of the day. But if you're not writing that much, you mightn't give quite as much attention to it. Like, the whole purpose of handwriting is to impart information. And then, there's a certain aesthetic that the author might employ, and then hopefully legibility. So if you're not writing with any regularity, like it becomes more difficult to kind of balance these things, like the aesthetic quality of it and the legibility. And again, I see it myself, like in my own writing over the years. It's never been really bad, but it's not as good as it used to be, and that's because I'm not writing as much.
I should say, John, your credentials in this are quite interesting, because you're a former detective guard, but you were a handwriting expert, so you were probably looking at a lot of scenes of crime exhibits, I would imagine, over the years.
Yeah, like anonymous letters, you know, threatening notes, stuff like that. Suicide notes, or even handwritten confessions left at scenes of crime and stuff like that. And you know, you also have to take into other factors, like, because depending on the mental state of the person or the physical state of the person that's writing, that might have a knock-on effect on the end product. So, yeah, like, I've seen all sorts, but, you know, of all the hundreds and probably thousands of cases that I've looked at, every case is different because every person writes differently, you know, so...
So we keep it up. It is a practice makes perfect then, is it? The more we write, and the better it stays or gets, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm in my 50s now, and I remember like being in primary school, and there was, you know, there was certainly a good deal of importance given to
writing. Remember that, John, as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, we were only talking about that today, Eric. Do children in school, I think, was it first or second class that you learned, there was a whole class or module once or twice a week on writing with the fountain pen and the special copybook?
Yeah, they have. That still exists. But I know my daughter's school, my daughter is in fifth class now, and when she was younger, they weren't allowed to write with a pen until they got to a certain standard, and then the teacher gave them a pen passport. So that meant they were now allowed in biro, do you know what I mean? And it was a big thing. But I remember asking 2 years after my daughter got her pen passport, I was talking to her about it one day, and there were still a few people in her class that still hadn't got it. And I'd be a little concerned about that there's a clear gap, and some people start getting disillusioned. Some children start getting disillusioned with school at a certain age, and would not having the pen passport in, say, fourth class when other people got it in second class, would that start affecting them? And I suppose that's where I feel, and that's where AN2 feel, that we need to put more resources into the younger kids especially, because if a child falls behind at junior side or juniors or seniors or first, it's hard for them to catch up.
It's hard to catch up.
And it's so important. Like, handwriting is so, so important for the whole way through school academics.
An interesting text, John, here from a listener who says, my handwriting has gone to pot. I was actually losing the skill to even write in the first place. So my solution was that I bought a fountain pen. And there's something about a fountain pen that just inspires you to write neatly.
Yeah, like... I don't know. Like, I suppose it's the rarity of its use. You have to be more, you are more conscious about your strokes and stuff like that when you're using a fountain pen. You know, like the vast majority of writings I would have looked at over the years was all ballpoints, like, you know, biro, stuff like that. But I think it goes back to that aesthetic quality. You know, something about using a fountain pen. There's more of a ritual involved in it, maybe, you know. So, you know, different things will work for different people. But as Eric was saying, though, it's so important with younger writers that they practice the skill, because, you know, up until certainly your late teens or that, you're still only settling in to maybe a style of writing that you will continue to use throughout the rest of your life.
A good pen definitely helps, for sure.
You know, good writing implements, but then a good foundation of the basics.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Because kids are sponges, and, you know, they will learn through repetition. But, you know, there's also the other end of the sword, because, you know, I know my mom telling me that, you know, people that she went to school with that were left-handers, you know, kittogues, it was literally bet into them to write with the right hand, you know. So,
and learn how to do it. Okay. John Sweetman, former handwriting expert and former Detective Garda as well. Eric Nelligan is a teacher and AN2 representative. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.